hydrofractivists, as anti-hydrofracking activists are called, hope to play a role in New York's presidential primary. They're asking Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, as well as Republican candidates, to take a stand against the Constitution Pipeline and other natural gas pipelines, which, if approved, could crisscross the state. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Okay, we're going to get this rally going. Everybody here? Yes.
More than 200 fractivists held a rally to oppose natural gas pipelines in New York and to call on Governor Cuomo to ban them. Robert Kennedy Jr. is the attorney representing the opponents of the Constitution Pipeline through the Pace University Environmental Litigation Clinic, which he founded.
The rules are designed to favor the dirtiest, filthiest, most poisonous, most destructive, most addictive fuels from hell, rather than the cheap, clean, green, wholesome, and patriotic fuels from heaven.
The very politically involved fractivists are hoping to play a role in the presidential primary in New York as well. They want Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders to go on record against building more pipelines for fossil fuel-based energy. Kennedy, who did not say who he backs in the primary, says he has also written both campaigns, asking for their views on the issue. He says the movement has already convinced Governor Cuomo to ban fracking in New York.
These people are people who vote. You can see these people came from all over the state today to come out here on a freezing cold day and stand in front of the Capitol for several hours and then march to D.C. You know, there's two things that drive politics in our country. One is money and the other is intensity, and you're looking at intensity right here.
In 2014, many fracking opponents voted for Zephyr Teachout against Cuomo in the Democratic primary, and Teachout won several upstate counties where fracking had been proposed. Teachout was against the natural gas extraction process. Shortly after he won re-election, Cuomo outlawed fracking in the state. Cuomo, who is the ex-brother-in-law of Kennedy, has so far not taken a position on the pipelines. His environmental agency says it will review the pipeline permits and make a decision based on sound science. The Democratic candidates for president have already voiced their views on fracking in a March 6 debate on CNN. Clinton told Anderson Cooper that she supports fracking only when local governments approve, when companies reveal what chemicals they're using in the fracking fluids, and if they can prove that they are not polluting the water or the land.
So by the time we get through all of my conditions, I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
Sanders' answer, also on CNN.
Senator Sanders,
My answer is a lot shorter. No, I do not support fracking.
For Walter Hang, an Ithaca-based fractivist with the group Toxics Targeting, says that's not enough. He says while Sanders' position on fracking is much more to his liking than Clinton's, he wants to know more about the related pipeline debate. He's conducting a petition drive.
These candidates have to spell out their positions much more clearly to the tens of thousands of fractivists who work night and day for years to require Governor Cuomo to at least prohibit hydrofracking. They're sophisticated, they're knowledgeable, and they need to know what's going on before they cast their votes on April 19th.
Tensions over the issue were highlighted recently when a Greenpeace supporter questioned Clinton at a rally in New Paltz about donations from fossil fuel companies. She displayed frustration, saying she was sick of Sanders supporters lying about her record. The Greenpeace member was not related to the Sanders campaign. Hang and other fractivists are planning to hold demonstrations outside Clinton and Sanders events in New York over the next couple of weeks as the primary date approaches. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.